Our next guest, you know, the Tournament of Grub, doesn't matter if you're still in the Tournament of Grub. Lincoln Lounge did just get knocked out recently of the tournament, but that's all right because, we still get to give away gift certificates and get to know more behind the scenes. To me, these are as interesting as many of the interviews we do, and you get to know how a place started, and, you know, sometimes people move to town for this stuff. But this one is a legendarily family-owned business representing also the Lincoln, also Lock, Stock, and Barrel, which new things are coming there. We're going to get to learn about. He's also the owner of Mink County Title. Andrew Chilliger joins us. What's up?
How are you guys?
We're good. Is there something wrong with that mic?
Are we hot? Yeah, that mic has got some suddenly, issues.
Andrew, take that headset, swing around. Okay, yeah, go ahead and grab that one.
Check.
Yeah,
oh,
there we go.
That one's way better.
Yeah, I don't know. This is one of the most popular
short
mics.
Yeah, that just started happening.
Yeah, who was on?
Ryan.
Ryan was on it earlier, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Ryan busted. I was just about to compliment you on the digs, too, you guys.
Yeah, well, it's probably buyer's fault.
I was going to say, a lot of people, you know, listen to you, and they don't really know, they don't have a visual. But you're right here on the corner. You got the corner of what? Water and William here.
I did my 9 years in a closet.
Plenty of sun. I always pictured you guys in a basement or something. Oh, you know,
that's the way it feels sometimes.
Well,
you
know, and that's
like Wayne's World or something. I don't know.
Well, fair enough.
But this is nice. Good to be here.
We're not classy enough for this joint.
Eric Lee gets to share a chair with Brian Byers.
I think
same chair. Same chair.
I'm sure. And we share a microphone.
Same microphone.
No, that's just intimate. But, but
what's going on, man?
Good to be. I'm a little disappointed. There's no NIT tournament for this. For this tournament of grub, I feel like we got knocked out. I got nothing left. We got torpedoed, so to speak. I don't know.
You had a good
no
run,
no pun intended. Because
you had a good run. One win or two wins? I can't remember. Let's see. You guys beat Causes.
Yeah.
Oh, you ran into La Gondola, man.
Yeah, we got torpedoed.
the whole life of Saint. Anybody went to Saint T? That you're against that entire group.
Well, I went to Saint T, so I got confused and I voted for La Gondola too because I love them so much. You know what I mean? I love those guys. They're awesome. Great for Decatur. I get the big bucket of ravioli. I'm set for like a week. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Keep reheating it and reheating it.
Maybe next year you'll have two plant facing off. You might have two facing off.
I don't know what I'm going to do if we go head-to-head with ourselves.
I really didn't know what to do. I wouldn't do that to you in the early rounds when I build the bracket. I was like, should I put Lockstock in? Because I put Dells East in. I was like, I'm going to not put Lockstock in this year. Let him get a running start for next year.
As a coach, that'd drive you crazy.
Because you're completely changing the kitchen. So I was like, nobody really knows. They would just be voting on a legendary place that they love. But the first one, legendary place, the Lincoln Square Lounge has been here. How long has it been Chilliger's owned?
Well, I'm gonna say 83 years. I think that's about the number. It could
that
be
is
81.
Unbelievable. And that was and who moved here? Your dad?
Well,
your
that
grandpa.
Was, yeah, that was my grandpa. And he, immigrated from Greece when he was 16, and it was just one of those stories. He came through Ellis Island. He was in Chicago. They said, hey, go down to Decatur. We hear there's work there. There's coal mines and things. We're very...
industry town.
Yeah, it was an industry town then, and all the trains came right through Decatur, and it was awesome. And he came, and there was other Greeks here.
Okay.
And they actually built a Greek church just a couple of blocks away that we still go to, And yeah, he worked the Lincoln Lounge. Well, that's the first liquor license in Decatur. A lot of people don't realize that.
So he worked for somebody first?
Well, before it was a bar, it was during Prohibition. It was a pool hall for a little bit and a hat block. All the gentlemen wore hats then.
Yeah.
And they got their shoes shined. And you had to go get that taken care of.
Is unbelievable.
And so it was a hat block and a shoe shine and a pool hall. And he did that. And then as soon as Prohibition was over, boom. I mean, he was ready. He was on top of things. And I think it was the fourth liquor license in all of Illinois and the first one in Decatur. So we're kind of proud of that.
After Prohibition.
After Prohibition, yep.
Wow.
Eric, my grandfather had a drugstore catty corner from the Lincoln Lounge called Inlow's Drugs.
Yep.
And my uncle, my great uncle Robert, who I'm going to see on Saturday. For like his 90-something
That's
birthday.
Who we call Bob.
Bob. Yep, Bob.
Oh, they were great friends. I love Bob.
A stool with his butt cheeks imprinted in it. I mean, every day. And so the Lincoln, a lot of times I'd be visiting my mom or my grandpa, my granddad or something. Hey, run over there and see what Robert's up to. And sure enough, he'd be there. So I grew up with the Lincoln like a lot of people in Decatur have grown up with the Lincoln. And then you turned in 21+.
Yep.
And then the Lincoln means something different to you. And I just love it. And it looks beautiful now. I mean, it looks great.
You're Maine and Maine. I mean, there's just a legendary. It's just a legendary. You may not feel it if you're going in there to have a drink, but if you look around and really start to take things in, photography on the walls of the family of Chili Garrises that have owned that, it is pretty phenomenal. And so your grandpa passed this on, but you just became the owner, what, a couple years ago, three, 4 years ago?
I think it's been, you know, time flies, as we know, but I think it's been 7 years.
Or, 7 years,
my gosh. Yeah, I can't believe it's been that long, but yeah, you know, my cousins were running it, and Kostaiki and Chris, and they kind of wanted to produce different things, and you know, it's kind of the mothership. It was the reason that, you know, my dad went to Milliken and went on to med school, the reason that we got to go to school. So I wanted to keep it alive and going, and you know, as kids, when we went in there, it was just magical.
Yeah.
And my Uncle George and my grandfather and my Uncle Jim that ran it, they were just magical, and they were characters, and they cared about the communities. So I felt it was an important thing just to keep around. But, you know, my main gig's an attorney.
Yeah, yeah.
Real estate work and title transfers at Macon County Title. But it's been a nice, fun distraction and a way to communicate better with the community and keep in touch and keep those traditions going, because I remember Bob Enlow very well.
Thank you.
Yeah. So when you came in, were there changes that needed to be made? I know, I mean, you got you hired a few people to run it. I think, you know, Jordan gets a lot of credit for how things are going now. But did you just kind of continue what was going, or did you make some
well,
major moves?
I mean, some things needed to be done right away. I don't know if you guys remember, but, you know, the roof was in pretty bad
shape.
The second room had been closed off, so there was no more dining room. And, you know, it needed all new equipment in the kitchen, all new, that roof needed to be replaced. Then I got the building next door, next to the theater. Yeah. We knocked the holes through that, made it the banquet room to have, you know, bigger parties, and kind of remodeled the whole place.
And you go historic with that room too, by the way. You can make it whatever you want, but there can be a pool table and the shoe shine.
Yeah. Yeah. Milton's shoe shine bench. Thankfully, Strigolos had that, Scott Strigolos, and he was nice enough to let me watch it for a while. So we're watching over that. We hope to get, if anybody's really proficient in shoe shines out there listening, and, you know, at some point we would like to bring that back. There's a lot of business guys that need that.
Yeah.
And there's not really one downtown anymore currently.
Sure.
So I know that one place will come pick them up, but, you know, it wouldn't be a bad thing to have maybe a couple days a week, you know?
Yeah.
A little shoe shine on the third side.
You got the bench in there, though. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Have a beer while you wait. Read the paper like the good old days.
But you got the second room, the dining room back open. You created the third room. And that third room, by the way, you can rent that. You can always reach out. We talk about this all the time. Sometimes we sell a rental to that room. It's got its own bar. It's got its own bathrooms. There can be a pool table in there if you want it. If you need more tables, more seats, you can do a lot of things. I feel like people aren't utilizing that room enough yet.
Well, you know, you'd think so, but you go in there, I think it's used 4 or 5 nights a week now. They do a lot of the painting parties.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
Those are fun to do, and we're doing a lot of, like, baby showers and wedding showers and birthday parties, you know. We just had a
those
good...
Those are probably done in there before I get in there.
Yeah, probably.
Probably my
those
problem.
Those are wrapped up before you roll in at 1.
After whatever game I go to, but it's... Everybody's got their own story. That's the meeting place. You know, that's the place they start. That's the place they finish. Was that kind of your story for a while?
Yeah. I mean, when I growing up there, we loved working there. We loved going in and seeing my grandfather.
Yeah.
He used to make sandwiches that you don't get anymore, like the Braunschweiger sandwiches. You guys remember those?
Nope.
Yeah, Braunschweiger.
Really?
Look that up. That's some stuff.
Heinkel's, it's in your box.
You've got
some in your Heinkel's.
Yeah, that's true. There is Heinkel's Braunschweiger.
I believe it's maybe a liver product. I'm sure the listeners are going exactly what it is.
This is why it doesn't exist
anymore. It's liver.
It is? But you used to get that and a slice of cheese on some wheat bread, and that was his specialty. And then, you know, I used to like the ham and cheese. You'd go in and feel special, and you knew it was a fun place. And then, you know, in high school, we'd die to work there when we were back on break from college. And so, you know, it's an interesting thing to own. Everybody wants to own a bar at some point in their lives. And then, like we were saying, once you own one, it's like, oh, man, there's a lot of work.
Especially if it's a restaurant.
Yeah.
So.
And now I've doubled down, I guess. Huh?
You've doubled down. Lock, stock. You are. This is an overtaking. And I think people on the outside are... Is it ever going to open? When is it finally going to open? You have done a lot of work in there. I don't know how much you want to give away, but there's a couple things I'm going to love about the new Lock Stock. I am really excited. And number one is sight lines for what you're going to be able to do.
Right.
You gave me the go-ahead to say this on the air, but you walk in now, the bar area used to be elevated a couple steps. Well, that threw off sight lines. You couldn't see staging. There were a lot of walls. There were just a lot of... it was a unique place, you know, when it was first built, but now you can utilize that space better, and that's kind of what you're doing.
Well, I feel like we've done that. You know, we spent a lot of time thinking about the design and how it was going to be used and how to best serve the clientele, even for, you know, lunches, how to get people in and out for the things that they're known for, like the taco bar night and things like that, how to get people through there and get the food hot and nice. And really, it all started with the kitchen.
Yeah.
So we decided to just completely remove the old kitchen, take it down, take the walls down. We took the floor out, the concrete floors, and we just started from scratch, literally with the drain pipes, and rebuilt the kitchen first.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the food will be important. And then, like you said, we redid the inside. So you could have the stage is, you know, elevated. It's front and center now. You can see it from everywhere. If you wanted to do a trivia night there, everything from a trivia night to like an after golf event where you're giving away prizes, you can command the whole room.
And the whole room is on the same level now as the stage where the bar was. Everything is elevated up there now. You can come in the front door. You can sit. This blows my mind. You can sit at the front window and see the stage right in front of you, clear as day, because the bar is also back against the wall. But you've refigured it, but you're using the original bar too. I saw that video post.
Good. I'm glad you saw that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are, you know, it's funny when you do put some things out there or put some things on Facebook, you know, there's a lot of comments.
Sure.
And everybody has an opinion. You know, some of them are valid. But as long as people know, we've gone to great lengths to preserve the history of Lock, Stock, and Barrel, where it came from, its founders, you know, like the Lincoln Lounge, it tells a story too.
Yeah.
And my grandfather actually had the place next door, Ralph's Pub. A lot of people remember Ralph's.
I didn't know that was your grandfather's
place. So he owned that building. So it was nice to come back to that block and hope to catch some economies of scale by running two of these establishments was the goal, and to really, you know, use them in synergy to offer more choices for the residents of Decatur. I mean, we got to have stuff to do that's fun, that's relevant, and now we've got a stage. Hopefully we can bring some, you know, acts over from that would normally hit Champaign or Peoria and try to get them involved in Decatur and get people out and doing stuff, because there's lots of stuff to do, and now there's going to be more stuff to do. Ring the bell.
Brian's got a lot of sound effects in here.
They're fun.
Eric,
I don't know what you call this one.
I think that's like Christmas bells.
Christmas bells. Good stuff.
I like you, have gotten to go inside Lock, Stock and check it out. And I'm a Millican alum. I spent a lot of time there. That is the hub. That's core to my Millican experience. LSB is a big chunk of it.
Yeah.
And talking with Andrew and looking at the place and thinking about things from even like a marketing standpoint or just sitting there and taking things in, he's not exaggerating when he says he's really aware of keeping some of what you need.
The historic value.
But he also is not being short-selling himself and saying, oh, we can just rest on what it was before. Yeah. So this whole new experience is going to feel new and old at the same time. And
if you appreciate and understand the history, you're still going to find it.
Yeah, you're going to find visual cues in some of the branding as well as in some of the architectures, the decor.
Yeah.
And also a lot of what they do. So I think it's a great blend of young and old.
How many seats?
Well, I mean, we've almost doubled the capacity.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's just amazing. When you really reconfigured that and started from scratch, you know, we took it down to the concrete and thought about it, and you still get a nice, a wonderful bar area, but by pulling it back along that that north wall, you know, you opened up the center section for a lot of seating, some booths.
Those railings are tables now. I mean,
yeah.
And you still do have the booths, and it's kind of a four corners of
Crow's Nest.
We kept the Crow's Nest, but added three more of them, really.
Yeah.
And it's not like going and hanging out in Garcia's at the mall where you have to climb up some sort of jungle gym.
And then the next step of this is that staging area for events is also still going to be projection TV. And you're going to have, I think you told me, 10 TVs, five along each wall, a couple around the bar. But you're going to have TVs, even more TVs everywhere for the sports bar experience. So I'm really excited about what LSB is going to be.
Well, I was hoping you would. I mean, it is really geared for a sports bar. I felt like we really didn't have a prominent one in Decatur.
I agree.
There are bars that do it well. The Lounge does it well. I mean, you can see a game there. But for a sports bar feel, we all know that that's kind of a special thing.
Yeah,
and you know, for a lot of people to drive out to a Buffalo Wild Wings or something, and it's far.
It's a big ask.
it's a big ask. And so to be available for people in Decatur, in the area, hopefully we'll capture some of that crowd and know that the game will be on. It will be on. That game will be on.
And Lockstock, you had started to lose Milliken. Like, I mean, I, you know, Nick talked about spending a lot of time there, but I know Milliken students, a lot of them, you know, they know about the burger at the winery, but they don't get off campus as much.
It's changed.
Yeah. I mean, so it's pushing them back out and having college nights and stuff like that. And I think it can all come together. Do you want to talk about the menu or you want to save that? I
know, well,
do you have a definite date, a ballpark date? That's going to be the main question I have to ask.
You know the old joke, I keep telling people 2 weeks, I just don't say from when. You know?
Yeah.
But
beer's always free tomorrow.
Yeah. But, you know, as far as Milliken's concerned, that's a great point. I went in there also, and in talking to some of the seniors and stuff, I felt like Lockstock lost its connection with Milliken to a certain extent. And rebuilding that bridge and really getting Milliken involved in there, having some good sports memorabilia there, paying attention to, you know, what the students' needs are, having more student nights so they feel like it's their place to hang out, because we need that. And every campus needs a campus bar.
And the website, you can watch on video with our audio football games now. And, I mean, you can throw those on a TV and connect through, you know.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And have a place to go after the game and chit-chat about that. All the games.
Come there for the road games. I mean, it's all going to be possible.
Go there for the road. Exactly. And you know, reincorporating, you know, because I've got a deep connection with Milliken. Both my folks went there. I studied there. I was in the Civic Symphony. And, you know, the music – students have been really involved there throughout the years, and guys, professors like Perry Rask or like a Randy Raymond, you know, they do a lot of stuff in the jazz department. So we're really bringing that back on strong, and hopefully now that we'll have a stage to, you know, have little performances there that can have a couple hundred. As far as the menu's concerned, because I don't know where were we running on time, Nick?
We're almost out of it.
Who keeps tracks of that?
I am, and we're a little late, but
well, we might have to keep the menu a secret, but it's going to be upscale bar food and really conscious on the price.
One thing we can definitely say that hasn't been offered, you can get a burger at Lockstock. You're gonna be able to get a burger at Lockstock.
You know, isn't that fun to say things. Now? You can walk in and have
a
hamburger.
It's amazing that you couldn't. They just didn't have the grill for it.
Didn't have the grill. Now we got a grill and a charbroiler.
1 month from today is Memorial Day. Or 2 months from today is Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. So you 100% sure you'll be open by Memorial Day, right? What about May 1st? I don't want to, you know, you don't have to put anything in stone, but.
Well, you know, I would love.
What are the odds you're open May 1st?
Well, the odds. Oh man, you know,
opening.
I would
spring,
say the over under is on May 1st. Is a, you know, that's a good bet. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, nobody's got a bigger incentive to get this open than I do. Trust me.
Yeah. No.
I mean, every day is.
And here's the thing. I think when somebody gets a tour of this place, when it's done, you're going to go, "How did you get it done so fast?"
Exactly.
So anybody that's like, "Why is this taking so long?" When you go in and see it, you're going to go, "Oh, this is why it took a little time."
Yeah.
Doing it right.
Progress that we've made in 75 days is. I've done a number of projects like this.
Yeah.
A number of houses this year, a lot of remodels and apartments downtown. We've put 10 apartments downtown, you know, just really trying to pump up this area.
Yeah.
And how I'm proud of the contractors and how fast they've gone. We've got great woodworkers in Decatur, great contractors, sheet metal workers. So big shout out to that. We tried to use so much local work.
That's cool.
I mean, so I really appreciate you guys having me on to talk about it.
Well, you'll be back in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, whenever, okay. Whenever you're ready to talk about it.
Well, you know, I can see my office from here, so it's kind of cool. I'll
Why
just kind of stop it. This is a cool place you got.
You can wave every day and assume that we're waving back. We got to get one break. Thanks, Andrew Chiligaris. Thanks for coming in, man.
Yes, sir.
Keep doing the good stuff. This is a guy that is upgrading Decatur, so thank him and all his people. And